BC's wineries have faced unprecedented challenges in the past 4 years, from COVID shutdowns to the heat dome, the 2022 winter freeze that killed 54% of vine crops, not to mention the challenges of multiple wildfires. But Krista Lee McQuatters, chair of BC Winegrowers and co-owner of Time Family of Wines, told the Penticton Rotary Club on Wednesday that the wine industry has weathered bad times before and they will survive this too. McQuatters, daughter of the pioneer of BC Wines Harry McQuatters, said times are tough right now but the BC wine industry is resilient. While the challenges being faced right now are unprecedented, this is not the first time that the BC wine industry has faced such a crisis, said McQuatters. In the early 1990s, the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, dramatically transformed the competitive environments for local producers. Since NAFTA, both government and wine growers laid a foundation for more than 30 years of growth with around 350 wineries around the province. In 2019, the total economic impact of the BC wine industry was $3.75 billion with $440 million in tax revenue alone, said McQuatters. But the last few years have brought on new challenges, including increased costs in glass, labor and shipping. The heat dome produced smaller grapes, which resulted in less wine production. Last year, the December frost, where temperatures dipped to minus 30 C, caused extensive bud and vine loss, mainly with reds. The Similkameen Okanagan wine region was hit the hardest. Earlier this year, Cascadia Partners worked with BCWGC and Wine Growers BC, WGBC, on the winter bud damage report, which estimated a 54% loss of crops across the board and a related 20% loss in employment, or 381 lost jobs. The BC wine industry needs up to $317 million in government financial assistance to replant between 3,814 and 7,492 acres of damaged vines. Read more. BC wine grape crop devastated by winter cold snap. Not every BC winery has survived the losses. Just in the past few months, at least two South Okanagan wineries have closed their tasting rooms, including Covert Farms and Red Rooster. Sumac Ridge closed its tasting room and moved operations to Oliver. There are 50 wineries for sale in BC with others closing, said McQuatters. So how do they stay viable? The most profitable channel for us is to buy your wine at our wineries, not through the liquor store. Support your local industry as best you can, she said. The crop damage study findings can be found here.